And welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Cale, Derek Mason, and Chase McCabe with you, broadcasting live from the Omni Nashville Hotel inside of Kitchen Notes. Let's get to our man, Hal Gill, Predators radio analyst, who was kind enough to give us a couple of minutes this morning. Hal, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing excellent. I don't know if we're doing as good as Barry Trotz, because it's nice when you can win a championship, walk away from one employer, and be scooped up within a week. How surprised were you that Barry Trotz landed in New York?
I thought, I was a little surprised, just because I think Lamoriello might be a little different, maybe a little different ideology, maybe, but both professionals, both very good at what they do. So I think that's a good team to build around, and I think Trotsky really embraces that challenge. So it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. And, you know, when you win the Stanley Cup, you get paid, and good for Trotsky.
Now, I got to assume, and this is just an assumption on my part, but you don't take that job unless you are assured that John Tavares is going to return next year, right?
Well, you know what? I would say that if it was a shorter term, but it sounds like he got 5 years. I'm not sure if 5 years at four per, last I heard. I don't know if that's the deal, but at 5 years, I think you can build a little bit there. So I wouldn't be so sure that Tavares is staying. I think he probably is. I'm 95% sure that he's probably going to stay there. So so we'll see how it plays out, but I don't think that's necessarily a shoe-in, and I don't know how much that had to play in what Barry Trotz decided.
Now, Hal, do you think, because the deal is roughly, in that five-year range, you look at Lavi and his deal and where the Titans are headed, the Predators are headed with the talent that they have on this team, do you think that's enough time to build the team that you want, especially looking at Trotsky and his situation, where it's almost as if he's going to have an opportunity to build this team the way he wants it. And ultimately, the goal is for any coaches to win the Stanley Cup. Do you think 5 years is long enough?
With other GMs, I might say it could take a little longer, but Lou Lamoriello has a really good pulse on what he wants and how to go about getting it. I think he's a tough negotiator. He's going to get the guys that he wants. He's going to make it happen. For Trotsky, I think there's plenty. You know, the new NHL, and I hate saying that because it makes me, I'm out of it. I was never part of it. The new NHL, guys are coming in and they're having impact right away. I mean, there's young players that are jumping in. I was with Joe Thornton, and it took a while for him to get in, and he's one of the best players in the game. So guys now jump right in, and you look at Lamoriello and what he did with Toronto, and, you know, I don't think it's perfect by any stretch, but he made that team come a long way, and I think the Islanders are a better team. So they have the better pieces. They have the better defense for sure. So I think Trotsky's going to have some good years ahead of him. I don't think it's going to take long. Either way, whether they have Tavares or not, I don't think it's going to take long to get them to where they're competitive and in the playoffs. And as we all know in Nashville, once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen.
Hal Gill is joining us here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hal, I was talking to Derek earlier about how a professional athlete deals with trade rumors, and we're referring to P.K. Subban, and I had Derek's thought as a former NFL player. Let me get yours as a former hockey player. How do you go about handling trade rumors when your name continually surfaces throughout a slower stretch of the year, kind of like the summer months?
You know what? It's funny, because when I was younger, I was in Boston, and I was there for 9 years, but my fourth or fifth year, I was just on every rumor everywhere, and I never moved, and it constantly hung over my head, and I hated it, and, it's like, they don't like me, why would I be in, and I heard D. Mays talking about it a little bit, you're offended, you take that personal, and then you know, after a while it became noise and I just kind of forgot about it. And I think that was lesson learned. You know, when you're heard in the trade rumors, you can't let it affect you. And I'll tell you what, I've been on the other side where there's rumors about everyone on my team except for me. And I was the guy who got traded. I got traded from Toronto to Pittsburgh, and I was never even mentioned in any rumors. And it blindsided me. And so either way, it's a business. D-Mace said it. It's a business. You deal with that. You know, looking at PK's situation, PK knows he makes a ton of money. And they're going to have to pay a lot of defensemen on that team. You know, four defensemen are going to require big chunks of that salary cap. And PK knows that. So he knows it's a business. He doesn't take it personal. He's just going to do what he does and go about his business. And that's the way he should handle it. And that's the way I think as a professional you have to handle it. You know something's going to happen at some point. You hope you get to play with your team and have fun with your teammates. But it's a business, and you go somewhere else if you have to.
Now, what do you put the percentage as in regards to PK in the next 2 years? Do you think he will finish this contract out with the Predators, or do you think in the next 1 or 2 years they're going to eventually make a move? What do you think the percentage is based upon that?
It's a tough one. It's tough to put a percentage on it because – all it takes is a phone call, you know.
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
it really is, and I know people want more than that, but you know, David Poile might get a phone call this afternoon leading up to the draft, and someone out there, someone in the NHL is like looking at their draft picks, looking at what they need as a team, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of teams out there that would love to have PK Subban mm-hmm. to be their shutdown power play defenseman. I mean, that's a right shot. I mean, there's so many, and then never mind the media buzz, the influence on the community. There's so many aspects of PK Subban that so many teams would love to have. It might just be a phone call, and it might be David Poile goes, wow, with those draft picks and that player and that, you know, that meets all our needs. Now we can free up cap space. It might just be that phone call. Now, that might not happen. I don't think David Poile is going to go out there and say, hey, who wants PK Subban? I want this and I want that. And who's going to give it to me? I don't think he's going to do that. But you never know what call is going to come from the other way. So at some point, I imagine it's going to happen. Is it going to be a sweet enough haul to get PK? We'll have to wait and see.
Well, Nick brought that up earlier in the show, and he posed the question, can you trust management? And I told him basically along the lines of what you said is that if PK chooses to go inside of Poyle's office right now at quarter to 10 and talk to Poile about a trade, Poile can honestly and truthfully say, we're not trading you. We hadn't gotten any calls. We're not actively shopping you. We're not trading you. At 9:45, we're not trading you. PK say, okay, I believe you. Walk out of the office. He can get a call at 10 o'clock that says, like you said, Hal, hey, here's the deal. Now Poile is looking at it like, man, how can I pass this up? So, like you said, yeah, 1 minute he might say we're not ever trading you, but then the next minute he might get a phone call that he didn't expect and you might be traded.
Yeah, this you said it. You know, and we're in the scariest time of the year as an NHL player. You're sitting there. You know, there's a lot of weddings going on. You might be at your buddy's wedding. It's just, the draft is going on. Oh, hey, I hope those kids have a good time. And then all of a sudden, your name pops up, and you know, hey, that's what happened. I had a good conversation with David Poile, and it was about 2 days before the draft, and you know, everything's going to be great. We're coming in, and Seth Jones bumped down three spots, and all of a sudden, the Predators are like, whoa, we can get Seth Jones in this draft? Let's take him. Well, David Poile called me the next day and said, yeah, we got Seth Jones. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's so exciting. And then David Poyle said, yeah, we're going to buy you out. So good luck. You know, and it's, you know, am I going to pout and scream and say, hey, David Poyle, you lied to me. Or am I going to take it like a man and realize it's a business and Seth Jones became available and guess what? Hal Gill's expendable. And that's the game. That's what it's all about. That's why you get paid big money to play hockey. And that's why trades happen. So you never know.
Hal Gill, final question for you. I know last night we had the NBA draft. Tonight is the NHL draft. Day one of two in Dallas, Texas. We know the Preds do not have a first or a second round pick. I feel like when we talk about drafts, if it's football, we say, oh my God, the Titans don't have a first or a second round pick. This is awful. How big of a story or an issue is this for the Preds not having some picks tonight and tomorrow in the NHL draft?
You know what? It's part of the give and take. You know, if you're gonna put a team out there that you want to win, you're gonna put all the pieces together, and you're gonna get rid of draft picks in order to have players that can play right now, and that's what they're looking for. And sorry, I'm getting a call in. You still there?
Yes, we're here.
Can you hear me now?
Sorry about that. You know, you want to win, so you get the pieces you want, and you get rid of the you know who that is? That's Darren McFarland calling me.
You tell him we're doing a radio show. Tell him to go get a milkshake.
What is wrong with him? Like, doesn't he have like 20 minutes before it's his time?
Exactly. Like, seriously.
Hey, Hal, go ahead and answer it. We got your drift. We got you. We appreciate the time. And tell Darren we appreciate him calling you.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
There he is, Hal Gill.
Guys, enjoy the draft tonight.
You too, Hal. Hal Gill from the Preds Radio Network, color analyst.